Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Thank you all that. That always cancels out stuff with God on us. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. Esther, the book of Esther. Her name was Hadassah, but they changed it to Esther, just like they tried to change the name of the Hebrews in Daniel. They gave them names of their gods. I want to say to some of you in the marketplace, sometimes in the marketplace, you wear a Gentile garment. Amen. Amen. Joseph wore a Gentile garment, amen. But he was there to preserve God's people. Amen. Hello. Amen. He was sent before the people of God, so he wore a Gentile garment, but he never broke the laws of his God that were in his heart. What he took down into Egypt was what he brought from his father's house. Yes, yes. Amen. He did not compromise. See, God needs someone that's not going to compromise. Amen. Tell someone he needs you not to compromise. Yeah, sometimes it costs you. Sometimes you have to, amen. Sometimes you're persecuted. You're talked about. Sometimes people walk away from you. Well, they walked away from Jesus too. They persecuted Jesus too, but greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. We always triumph. Amen. And at the end of the day, on your deathbed or before you go home to be with the Lord, it ain't going to be how many numbers of people followed you or how much money you had in the bank. It's going to be whether you did the will of God or not. Is God pleased? Did you finish your race? Did you complete your course? Is it well with your soul? Hello? Amen. So, Hadassah, Esther, Mordecai, her uncle. I gave five things. I'm going to go over them briefly again. That I believe God was downloading, that God said he's going to release, that God's going to do through the Spirit. I was sensing this because there's a prophetic river flowing. In Ezra chapter 5, verse 2, and chapter 6, verse 14, the prophets were with the builders. They were helping them. In Ezra chapter 6, verse 14, it says, and they prospered through the prophesying. The prophets were helping how? Not with a trowel and hammer and nail. They were helping by prophesying. Amen. That's why it's so important, so vital to carry a prophetic voice. Now, let me bring it a little closer home. In Revelation 19, and I believe verse 10, it says, in the latter part of that verse, that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. How many have a testimony of Jesus? Raise your hand if you have a testimony of Jesus. You can testify. I'm a witness. He's a savior. That means I got a testimony. Well, the testimony of Jesus means that I carry the spirit of prophecy. When we are born again, understand something here. The spirit that you carry is the same spirit that raised him from the dead. I said the spirit that is on the inside of your temple is the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Amen. Let's take it a little bit back farther. It's the same spirit that was brooding over the face of the waters. When God spoke, it created. Somebody say, the same spirit. Come on, say it again. The same spirit. It ain't a spirit, it's the spirit. That don't register in some. It will one day. It's the same spirit. The same spirit. Not another spirit. Now your mind might have to be renewed. But see, you have the witness. You have the testimony. You've been saved. It's there. And it's not just a little piece of the pie. It's the Holy Spirit. Third person of the triune God, dwelling in temples. He dwells. And here we sometimes put him on lock because of the way we think. But tell someone, I'm purpose driven. The first thing we looked at in Esther and Mordecai, they were taken, I won't say hostage, but captive. They were under the Medes and the Persians. They took all these people in and ruled over them, took them from their homeland and brought them in. Mordecai was Esther's uncle. Hadassah's parents were killed, and Mordecai, her uncle, took her in and raised her. And he raised her well. And now, something happened in the kingdom. And I'm going to say this again and again, and some people are going to see it. And even in Trinidad, we saw this. I saw these things happen. And there were some people that came under attack, even as I spoke. But we saw these things happen. I'm talking about good things happen, where doors open for people. They had no clue about. The first thing that I want you to recognize, someone's stand that you might not even know today. And that's why I said this thing is bigger than you. Amen. God don't confine it to what you know. Amen. Or what you can see. Amen. Well, I just can't see that. Well, too bad. Amen. God's not confined to just what you can see. Amen. The question is, can you believe? Amen. That's the question. Can you believe it? If you can believe it, eventually you will see it. Amen. But someone's stand for what is right, and if somebody catch it, it's a word of prophecy, is going to open a door for you. Amen. And it's going to happen suddenly. Amen. And unexpectedly. Amen. It's in the unseen. Even now as we talk, and see, you have the testimony of Jesus. So I want you to get into the prophetic stream. Because that's where we prosper. That's where we build. That's where we move from where we are. We don't want to stagnate. Amen. And become regular guys. Average. Not even good. You know, in school, B is good. Tell somebody, no more B's. We need A's. Excellence. So the first thing is someone that stands. Now, what do we mean here? In the book of Esther, Vashti, the queen, refused to be paraded down the catwalk among a bunch of drunk men. Amen. Now, when we talk about paraded, we're talking about being paraded naked. Amen. That they could, in their drunken stupor, behold her beauty. That's what that was about. It wasn't about her walking with the latest fashion on. No, it was walking in her birthday suit. Amen. And she told the king, I ain't doing it. Amen. Y'all drunk fools, I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. Look at somebody tell me, I ain't doing it. She stood for what was her integrity. Amen. Little did Mordecai or Esther know what this was all about, but tell somebody, you're in the kingdom for such a time as this. You see, when we walk in the prophetic river, there, I like to call it a cadence. There's a harmony. Your life is a song. Amen. There's a rhythm, just like there's a rhythm to nature. If you ever really watch nature and think, you can go among a bunch, you know, people see a wasp and, they get good at running. And the wasp come after you. No. Now you can be, you know, you can be among stuff and be at rest and they ain't bothering you. It's like nature, you know, animals and stuff know. When you get all hyped, they get hyped. It's like that. You can go into places and things and certain things not bother you or be. Jesus was like that. It says that when he was out in the desert fasting those times, wild beasts came to him. They didn't come to devour him. They probably came and slept down there. Amen. You probably could pet him. Amen? Amen. There's a place where you can have dominion in a spirit realm where you go, peace goes with you. Amen. Where you go, joy is there. Attitude determines not only altitude, but your boundaries and borders. What type of attitude? You know, even though you may not like the job you have, you take a good attitude to it. You can change some things. Someone stand for what is right will open a door for you suddenly. Now, the second thing we looked at was purpose begin to drive Mordecai and Esther. And what we mean by that is when Vashti the queen was taken down, they sent out a decree to gather all the beautiful virgins and bring them to a certain place. In other words, even against their will, they went into houses where there were young, beautiful virgins that were potential wives for the king, and they took them. Amen. Now, I'm sure parents weren't in agreement with that, but they had no choice. Look at somebody and tell them, purpose start driving. I like to say that because there's sometimes events that take place or things that come into play that you may not agree with, you may not like, you know, you may not be comfortable with, but check it out. Purpose starts driving. Tell somebody the plan is bigger than you. Come on, tell them the plan is bigger than your comfort. God's thoughts are greater than your thoughts. And tell somebody, God's got me.
God's got me.
I'm certain they had no clue about this. They're in a foreign land, they're captives, and now Esther is taken. Now you have to understand something. Once she was taken, if she didn't become the queen, he would never see her again. Not that she would be killed, she would become part of his harem. And when they were in the second house for the women, they never left.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.